Welcome to Keep Making Movies, the podcast where we explore, shall we say, movies that needed a bigger budget. We evaluate the movie for what it is, decide if it could have been improved with a budget, and if it will join our Keep Making Movies official recommend list. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom!
I'm excited to do this show.
Yeah, me too.
This should be good. So audience, the goal of this show is to find micro-budget films and really dive into them, see what they feel like, see what they're doing well, see if a budget could have helped. Some of the movies we're planning on doing is Paradox Lost is what we're going to be coming out next week. That's our first episode. We'll be doing Time Lapse, a fun little time travel movie with a camera. Coherence, which takes place at a dinner party with a comet that goes overhead. Something strange is going on there. Circle, that all takes place in one room, and every 2 minutes somebody's killed, and everybody has to decide who's going to be the next person to be killed. And we're going to end the season with Cube. Maybe you've heard of Cube. Oh, it's super fun. People are trapped in this series of cubes, and they can move from cube to cube, and they're trying to get out. Audience, I think you're really going to like it. What we're not going to be doing is kind of popular movies that everybody knows. So we're not doing Halloween, although I think that's close to what a micro-budget film is. We're not doing Mad Max. We're not doing Eraserhead. We're not doing Clerks, although I think that would be another pretty good example. We're not doing Blair Witch. We're going to stay away from gore. Right for this first season, we found 10 movies that we think capture a micro-budget film that's not gore or horror, and really lets us kind of have a conversation with the director. We can see directly into what the director and the movie creators wanted to do.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. I'm glad to get a chance to watch these little movies that you keep telling me about, to endure these little movies you're telling me about, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Join us next time when we discuss Paradox Lost from 2021. Stay tuned for our first impressions of Paradox Lost. Wow, Talking Studios. Next week, we'll be discussing Paradox Lost. Tom, how was your watch?
It was good. I watched this on Amazon Prime, which I believe is where it is available, at least at the time of this recording. And based upon the criteria of this podcast, I expected a lot less. I will say, I think this does not feel like a first film, right? And even though it is, and I appreciated the attempt on the part of the director, Dennis Curlett, to combine things that normally aren't combined, namely the kind of philosophical elements that science fiction often allows us. Science fiction creates these alternate worlds, which allows us to contemplate our own in a kind of philosophical way, alongside improvisational techniques, kind of improv comedy. And he's merging those things together. Now, I we talk about how successful that is. However, I thought it was really interesting, and I really, really appreciated the attempt. And I enjoyed this first watch. I really did. How about you, KJ?
Yeah, I watched this on a weekend that I had by myself in a farmhouse in the middle of Pennsylvania. I'd watched a bunch of movies. This was one of them. What I really like to do is, you know, if I find a movie I like Infinity Chamber on our other podcast called Talking Pictures Trivia, sometimes Amazon Prime or the other streamers, they'll recommend other ones. And I'm pretty sure this was one of the movies that came up on a recommendation from one of those. And I enjoyed it. I like these smaller films. I'm excited to do more of these. And audience, I recommend watching what you can. But if you're not able to watch, still tune in, because we're going to do our best to explain the movie as we're going. So feel free to watch the movie or not watch the movie. Paradox Lost is available on Prime Video. That's Amazon's Prime Video at the time of this recording.